Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, dog ownership levels are very high post-COVID. City and county dog wardens are as busy as ever, patrolling, enforcing and generally ensuring that dog owners are being responsible for and with their pets. But are they fighting a losing battle? And have we become just too casual in relation to dog ownership and training? Brian O'Connell is with me now. And Brian, you spent a day with a dog warden.
Yes, that's correct. I started actually in the CSPCA shelter in Cork City, which unfortunately is pretty full. Part of this obviously is a hangover from COVID, when it seemed like many families got a dog, but unfortunately some didn't think too far ahead. So the shelter, for example, in Cork City, they'd usually have seen 5 to 7 dogs surrendered a week pre-COVID. They're now seeing that number on a daily basis, and it's obviously proving very challenging. And with more dogs in the community, it also means more work for dog wardens. They would be responsible for checking licenses, calling to homes where there are issues such as attacks and noise complaints, and then ensuring restricted breeds are properly controlled, they need to be muzzled, and then they'd have a range of other calls. So as you said, I did spend a day with 2 dog wardens who are patrolling in Cork City.
So you were patrolling, you got some interesting insights doing that, but you began, as you said, in the dog shelter.
Yes, with Vincent Cashman, who's manager of the CSPCA. Just before I went out in the vans with the wardens, he told me about how they are trying to cope in the shelter with the sheer volume of dogs being given up, and also some of the new breeds, often very large, powerful dogs, they didn't have to deal with these in years previous.
Our workload, I suppose, has trebled. So all dogs in the city bounds must be on a lead at all times. The effectual control, the city bylaws dictate that they must be on a lead. Having good recall on your dog isn't necessarily effectual control. One of our guys is going out to even a graveyard this morning because they're using graveyards to exercise dogs. They're fouling on the gravestones and leaving it there.
And then in terms of your work in the centre here, the number of dogs being given up?
It has definitely trebled, if not quadrupled. Unfortunately, the country is saturated with dogs. They are now creating dogs that very little is known about them, long term about their temperament. They're being bred for size. Some of these dogs are not on the restricted breeds list. So you could be dealing with a dog that's 60, 70, 80 kgs in weight, that's not on the restricted breeds list, but should. And they're being walked by kids as young as 10, 11, 12 in parks. We have some of the Belgian Malinois, which, as far as we're concerned, should be on the restricted breeds list.
These are big dogs, obviously.
They're big dogs, and they're very, very agile. I mean, they're used by military and police forces all over the world.
So why are people getting them as domestic pets?
Because they don't come under the restricted breeds list, so you don't have to muzzle them.
You know this thing where people say there's no such thing as a bad dog, there's a bad owner, but where do you fall on that? So the potential is there for every dog to attack.
There is the potential for every dog to bite or attack somebody. But some dogs are more prone to it than others. We would deal with more bites from, we'll say, Jack Russells, Labradors, Retrievers, than we would with Pit Bulls or Staffordshire Terriers. But the problem is the bite pressure per square inch with these other dogs, that's what does the damage.
That's just fascinating. And I'm looking at a picture of the Belgian Malinois, Brian. It looks exactly like an Alsatian, but it's used by the Navy SEALs for its intelligence, agility, loyalty and stealth. And they're described as being fierce and fast. Now, from there, from the shelter, you went out and about with the wardens, checking licences, making sure, as Vincent said, that people had control of their dogs.
Yes, and they called to houses reminding people to update dog licences, patrol parks to make sure dogs were on leads. And then picking up on Vincent's point, an issue was breeds on restricted lists who should be muzzled. But this person we met and his dog, we passed him near Shandon Bells, which you'll hear in the background. So his dog is on the restricted list but wasn't muzzled.
Hello. Where are you? It's one of the city dog wardens. Would you mind popping the muzzle onto the dog?
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
So this is one of the breeds that has to be...
This is one of the restricted breeds, yeah. Is it the Staffy mix, is it?
Or American Staffy.
American Staffy. It's just one of the restricted breeds, so in a public place, the dog has to be muzzled in a public place, which he's complying with there now. Bite force would be fairly strong. One of the restricted breeds, so in a public place, dog always has to be muzzled and on a leash no longer than a metre.
I suppose, to be fair to that dog owner, he had the muzzle with him.
He had the muzzle, and you can see that the dog is putting up a bit of a struggle now, trying to take the muzzle off again. But look, it's only a matter of the dog getting used to it, you know, associating the muzzle with as a good sign that it's getting out to go for a walk.
And to be fair, that dog owner was quite compliant. And
he was. Very pleasant. In about 13 or 14 years that I'm doing this job, I've been bitten about 6 times. And believe it or not, 5 of those bites all came from different golden cocker spaniels.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a dog you would think is aggressive.
No, well, I think it's proven out that there's actually a term, cocker rage. It's probably to do with the inbreeding in Ireland, but and it's always the golden cocker spaniels. So yeah, I've had the joy of being bitten by 5 separate. Maybe it's me. Maybe the cocker spaniels just don't.
Were these serious bites?
Not serious. Skin wasn't broken or anything, but the intention was there.
So you're calling to a property here now.
We're calling to a property in relation to a complaint that we received, an elderly woman after getting bitten on her finger. So we're calling to the owner of the dog and try to get a little bit more information and hopefully resolve the issue.
So just in the early part of that clip, Claire, it was one instance where wardens were quite clear more breeds should be added to the restricted list, and then those breeds should be muzzled when they're in a public area. Particularly newer crossbreeds that were seen, which could be up to 80 kg in weight and have a very significant bite power. Now, as you heard then towards the end of that clip, a call had come in to go and liaise with the owner of a young dog who had bit someone quite seriously. In this case, the person had been minding the dog, and the suggestion was the lead had got caught in the dog's legs, and then the dog reacted when the lead was pulled. So the warden, David Nagel, had to call to the owner to check on the dog and just to see if all the paperwork was in order.
So we're just going into this apartment.
Hello. In good order.
Hello, easy.
Overly friendly. Yeah. Boxers generally are.
Yeah. I have her since April.
So she's fine. When I touch her, she's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to assess whether or not the dog is aggressive or has any aggression tendencies.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah.
So just tell me what you're doing, David.
I'm just giving the dog kind of getting a grasp of the dog, touching her in areas where generally she wouldn't be rubbed or petted, we'll say, just to see if I can get a reaction. She's just an over-exuberant puppy. We're two strange individuals who are entering this dog's property as well, you know, and she's actually being overly welcoming. So, is the dog microchipped?
Yeah.
And is she registered?
Yeah.
To yourself?
Yeah.
It just shows you, doesn't it, that the friendliest of dogs
has the potential to bite, yeah, depending on the situation, you know. So, just a small bit of advice. If you are going on holidays again...
No, never, ever.
...and are leaving the dog, don't leave the dog... Put the dog into a boarding facility. I'm not concerned that the dog is an aggressive dog. Okay. The dog seems like an extraordinarily friendly dog. Because the dog has bitten somebody, my advice to you would be to muzzle that dog when you are out walking. Just leaving the property. Bit of a rarity that all paperwork is in order.
If she didn't have the paperwork in order, there would have been action.
There would have been action, yeah.
Some people might be surprised to hear that if a dog inflicts a serious injury like that on someone, that there isn't a consequence.
Well, there can be a consequence, but it's basically down to the person who was injured. That's one of the reasons I assessed the dog. Because if I was under the assumption that a dog was an aggressive dog, I would have pushed and tried to request that woman would surrender the dog to me.
Well, it's interesting to hear how it all works, and also just listening to how he approaches the dog and, you know, when he does that and when he shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I can tell you as we walked in, I very much stayed behind him. I mean, even though the dog had bitten someone, he realised very quickly when we walked in, the dog came straight to us and engaged. So the dog didn't back off. It didn't look frightened. So as of now, as far as the warden is concerned there, David, his role is now done. I just had time, Claire, to talk to one of the longest serving dog wardens in Cork City, Barry Bridgman. And one thing he wanted to talk about was the level of aggression wardens like himself faced, not just from dogs sometimes, but actually from owners. So it's got to such a stage that they're actually considering wearing body cameras for the first time. And he also told me what's changed in the many years he's been doing this job.
I've begun into my 30th year.
What has changed in that 30 years?
The amount of dogs that are in the city and surrounding areas has increased twofold. We found during the COVID that people, they were only out of the offices for a week or two, and they were saying, look, now that I'm at home, I'm thinking I want to get a dog. So we just think it's gone mad on the dog side of it. there's a lot more aggression out there. That's what I found in the last couple of years, is people, like, I used to be able to explain to them how you do it, and this is the law, and this is, I know the, but, I find the aggression over the last number of years towards us, because I suppose we're the authority side of it.
In what way aggression? Have you been threatened?
Oh yes, definitely, yeah. And pushed, and fellas wanting to fight us and all this, you know, that kind of way, over a dog. Yeah, but we do get a lot of that.
And then the other side of it is different types of breeds now that weren't there 30 years ago when you started out.
I've seen nearly every dog. And I know basically up to, we say, 5 years ago, I knew all the kind of Irish breeds or mixes of. But that has all changed. There's dogs there now, and I've said to Vince that if this continues, I'm getting out of here, because, like, it's a case of, if we have to put him on a control pole, if there's a dog here and I put him on a control pole, I know that I can manage, let's say, the breeds up to, we say, 5 years ago.
The control pole is where you have a long pole
and a loop, you control the dog, and you have that over a meter distance because it's a pole. But as I say, I was able to manage some, you know, we said 99% of them dogs, the odd one that's a big hefty dog, but now there's dogs coming in here and they're heavier than me.
It's one thing to have to deal with vicious dogs, but have to deal with vicious owners is quite the other. Brian, thanks very much for that insight into a day in the life of a dog warden.